This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Michael Reagan about the 22 VA's current exhibit at the Peoria Public Library. Michael, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Now, for people who are unfamiliar with the organization 22 VA, can you give us a little bit of an overview of what you're trying to achieve?
22 VA is about raising awareness about the veteran suicide epidemic. Essentially, if 22 college kids here at Bradley caught the Zika virus today, they'd call it a, you know, Center for Disease Control would call that an epidemic. 22 veterans commit suicide every day, and it seemed to kind of go by the wayside. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to raise awareness, let people know that there's something out there, and try to let veterans know there's a safe way to express yourself through art.
And in the case of this exhibit, one of the ways that you're trying to raise awareness and one of the ways you're trying to allow veterans to express themselves is through the visual arts. So you've worked with veterans to curate a collection of their work.
Correct. We have stuff from actually all around the world. Mostly it's local artists, all veterans, but one of our artists has actually brought some work from different places. He's got work from Pompeii, from some people he was stationed with over in Iraq, and some islanders that made some really interesting art out of stuff from over in Pompeii and Kwajalein Islands and places like that.
And it's really fascinating because when you walk through the exhibit, you see the artwork and the name of the artist, but then you also get a little bit of their history of where they served, when they served, and what branch of the military they served with. Can you talk us through, when you go through this exhibit, it evokes a lot of emotions. Can you tell us, do you feel hope when you see it, or hope alongside the darkness? What does it bring out for you?
Well, I think that we've kind of tried to, I don't have any degree in any of this stuff. You know, I don't need a master's in fine arts to be able to do art. You know, I've got some amazing artists down there that don't have any training. We've got one guy down there, Ricky Melton, that actually has pieces in the Pentagon. He won an art competition for the whole military. Mm. Got some amazing stuff. Some of the pieces, we set it up so there's maybe a dark piece surrounded by some light pieces. So you go through and you see some beautiful pieces and you see something, you're like, wow. Like we referred to before with Danny Ribchek's piece and his poem, very, very touching. Somebody that has been through a lot, and we surround it with some light pieces. And so the beauty of it is with art is that you can actually, if you've traveled in that darkness before, you can show other people how to get to the light.
And just from your experience working with other veterans to create these exhibits, how does the process of creating art help the veterans that you work with? How does it help them process their own experiences and come to terms with their own feelings?
Well, back in 2013, I entered a piece into a competition. There was a Veterans Fine Art Show, and I thought my pieces were a little too dark to be shown. And 2013, I won with a piece that was about PTSD. And coming to terms with, I'm being counseled for things, and I have to let that out there. I decided to let this piece go, and I called it Headaches. And the guy who was judging the art competition had been doing it for years, and he said, somewhere in this room there's somebody that knows what it's like to wake up in my head. And then he said, the winner of the competition is, and he said, my piece. Mm. And I was like floored. Mm. And he got it. I mean, to a T, he understood what each piece of the art piece that I made symbolized. And the struggle of a veteran sometimes, you know, getting adequate health care, getting the help you need, mm-hmm. finding people that you can talk to is really tough.
For the veterans participating in this, the act of creating art is in itself therapeutic. But I'm wondering, when you meet with fellow veterans who use this process to express themselves, are there times when you see someone else's artwork and you just say, I understand, and it's without words because it's just a shared experience expressed through art?
There definitely is. And sometimes I look at it like being deployed, being out. One of our artists shared with me that was his way of escaping when he was in Iraq. He would get on and start sketching something and draw something. He'd take his mind away from where he was. And I completely understand that, you know, and I see that in some things. And I see Some people just look at the beautiful things in life. There's a lot of veterans that never went through anything traumatic. Mm-hmm. But still, a lot of people don't think, well, combat is not the only thing. You know, it's separation from family. Being gone, missing birthdays, missing family, you know, missing Christmas every year, things like that can be something that weighs on somebody. So we try to find beauty in something dark. Mm-hmm. I think there's one of the things that I learned when I was in Japan. I lived in Japan for almost, a little over 7 years. They have a thing called kintsugi, kintsukuroi, and it's where you take broken pottery and you put it back together with gold lacquer. And there's a philosophy in that, that something is more beautiful for having been broken. And I think that's a philosophy that I've really tried to do with the veterans. You know, we can find things. There's art down there from veterans that are some really, really dark things. And then there's things that they've made that are really beautiful, and you can see the healing in it.
This is the fourth 22 VA art exhibit that you've done with the Peoria Public Library. How did that collaboration, that partnership develop?
The library used to sponsor a veterans fine art exhibit, and myself and a few other veterans, we thought, well, my art's pretty dark. It's not fine art. And then the people who were doing the fine art exhibit, one of them was moving, just a lot of people with a lot of things on their plate. And 4 years ago, it was not going to take place. And I stepped forward and kept pressuring the right people to where they turned around and said, here, you take it and go with it. And when I looked at the list of how many artists they had and how many I had, it actually equaled 22 people. That was the 22 original founders of 22 VA. And I sat down and it hit me like a brick. I'm like, wow, this can be about raising awareness for veteran suicide. I don't want it to be a fine art exhibit. I don't want it to exclude anybody. I don't care if you think your art's fine or your art's messed up. You know, express yourself. Get it out. Find a safe way to deal with whatever it is you're dealing with and express things and get things out of your head.
One of the things I appreciate about this exhibit is you've also opened it up to family members of veterans. Can you tell us why you made that decision?
I worked for Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs for a year. I dealt with a lot of people that were, there were a lot of family members that have been affected. My grandfather committed suicide when I was 5 years old. My right-hand man in the show, his son-in-law committed suicide. He was a Gulf War veteran. And then we lost a veteran this year, passed away a couple weeks ago. And he shared with us that his father was a World War I veteran that had committed suicide. And I think family members are affected by this stuff in a huge way. One of the hardest jobs in the world is being a military spouse. Some of these people have lost somebody to suicide. I don't want to exclude them. Some of these family members, I know one lady specifically that is worried about her daughter committing suicide. And I'm like, please, by all means, bring some art down here. I know what your daughter's been through. I know what she's going through, and we're here to help her. So if you've got something in some way that will help you to help her, bring it down here.
And for those who are interested in not just seeing the exhibit, but maybe learning more about it, you've got a reception coming up next weekend. Is that correct?
Correct. That'll be on the 12th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. We'll actually have some refreshments, a lot of the artists there to talk to people. We'll have Steph from Fannie Rae and the Soul Shakers singing the national anthem down there. Mm-hmm. And we'll have Chase Seating playing guitar. So he's an Afghanistan CB veteran, Navy veteran, that he has some songs. And, I mean, music and art just go together, so we're doing what we can to support each other. It's all about veterans supporting veterans.
That's Michael Reagan talking about 22 VA, the Veterans Art Exhibit. It's on display now in the gallery of the Peoria Public Library main branch. It continues through January 30th. Thank you very much for being with us.
And tonight it is First Friday once again in Peoria, which means that several local art galleries and facilities will be open. The Peoria Art Guild asks you to join them to kick off 2019 tonight. They're excited to show off the new look of their gallery and are interested in sharing more about the Reflections exhibit pulled from their collection. Jeff and John Heitzman will be on site to host the event and talk with you about the art. For more information, visit PeoriaArtGuild.org. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. For a longer version of this interview, you can subscribe to our weekly podcast at peoriapublicradio.org or listen on the NPR One app. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.